Drive into summer savings at Burt Brothers Tire and Service with unbeatable discounts on complete car care services like free alignment checks, $20 off any Valvoline oil change, $20 AC checks, and $25 off any service over $250. Burt Brothers Tire and Service.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
So the season's winding down. You know, where do you see your guys now versus where they started back in the spring?
Man, to take a moment and reflect, what I can honestly say is that we got just a little bit tougher. And although that was not on display last week, I didn't feel like we played as tough as we had played in prior weeks. Thought we were just better communicators. We leaned on each other. I saw players who started splitting time, and instead of having a level of kind of animosity, I saw them coaching each other on the sideline. That was at least a reflection of what I felt like I tried to foster in my room. If I'm really going to be a good player, then I'm going to help my teammate become a really good player. And I saw that. And that really gave me a sense of pride, because there were some very difficult times. I remember in the Washington game, there were a situation where one of the corners should have communicated a different concept and coverage. And I'm screaming and losing my mind, but they rallied to it with each other to build themselves up. And I told them, I said, you know, it's going to have to be like that. You will have to be that way. So be there for each other. And I like that. I like that those are the things that stick out to me. We made some plays where we didn't last year. I will always say we left too many out there, but man, we made some that I was really proud of. And I just thought we got better as a group incrementally every week. Everybody started to do a little something different than we had done the week prior, which made us a little bit better unit.
Coach Witt was talking about the strength of Colorado being obviously the quarterback and also having some quality receivers. What kind of challenge are you kind of anticipating this weekend?
The same challenge I've had for the last several weeks. I mean, we've played the top quarterbacks in the country, projected Heisman Trophy candidates, receiving corps that rank in the top 20. So this is not anything different than what we have faced as a unit every single week in Power 5 football. So I tell my boys, they will make a catch. Don't get upset. Let me get mad at you. You go build your friend up. They will break a tackle, rally so you can help your friend. I mean, it's going to be the same thing. You know, quarterback is outstanding. He has a very good release. He's, you know, surrounded by several quality receivers, transfers who have a ton of experience. And now they've at least understand what they're trying to do in this particular offense. So it'll be a good challenge, as it's been every single week. And I think now my boys have a better idea of how to prepare for it, how to deal with the peaks and valleys of a game, of a series, within a play, and maybe we can respond faster and better.
How have you seen Miles Battle grow over his year at Utah?
I've seen his knowledge of our system grow exponentially, and it's been quick. Miles studies. He likes film. He enjoys being critiqued. He wants to know how he can get better. So whether you're sending him snapshots of coverages, videos, whatever it is, he's going to digest it. So I love that he is a consummate student. I also love that he became a more physical player, because I told him, I said, son, there's some things that I can't give you. God gave you 6'4", 200. But what I can hopefully teach you is how to be more violent, how to be a better tackler, how to engage the discomfort of getting hit right in your face and not blink and not turn away. I love that he's become more physical, and he's done a much better job of trying to find the ball. I'm still screaming and yelling at him, find the ball even more. But he has grown by leaps and bounds in his short time with us.
How would you assess the development of some of the younger guys in your room, specifically like Smith Snowden and CJ Walker?
Oh, CJ has done a nice job, and he's been mostly relegated to this point on scout team, and I'm excited for his spring. But Smith was kind of thrown in the fire, and bless his heart, his first game was Arizona State, and he did just a fantastic job. I was a little bit worried because of the run game and where he was going to fit or how he was going to take on certain blocks. And I said, Smith, you're becoming a little bit more crafty. You have to know that small people can be big too. you know, but it's how you maneuver with big people. So him understanding how to use his talents and skills to still be effective in the run game, that he's fast, legitimately fast, and that can be a weapon, as we've had a number of good inside corners who've had blazing speed, but not have been very tall, but equally effective. Javelin Guidry, you know, Justin Thomas, I can name quite a few over the years. But he's learning, and he's learning. I'm making him drink out of a water hose right now, and it's a lot on him. But he's done a fantastic job as a true freshman. Proud of him. Really, really proud of him. As well as Teo Johnson, who saw a ton of action this year. You know, Teo was so gifted that we played him in free safety. He was at the nickel, played strong safety. Teo did a ton of different things because of his size and his speed and his length. And he had to learn a lot every week. Coach, what am I doing again in this one, in this one, in that coverage? Figure it out, baby, because you got to get ready to go in now in about 2 seconds. So I love that it didn't overwhelm him to a point where it was crippling, that he still was able to move, maneuver, and then make plays when we needed him to.
Do you think throwing both Smith and Teo into mm-hmm. the fire so early in their careers, how do you think that's going to pay dividends down the line for
it's
them?
It's a huge investment, and everybody that we've done that to have just blossomed. Every single corner that has had a substantial experience as a freshman have come back and have been so much better, faster. Because now I'm not worried. I'm not scared. It's the lights are just lights. It's not paralyzing to me, and I'm not crippled by it. I welcome it. I think it will be just as it's been. We'll get the benefit of their experience in the years to come.
Coach Britt was talking a few weeks ago about Teo making the transition next year from, you know, playing the slot to either playing outside or maybe playing safety.
Right.
And you were speaking about that a little bit. What is that transition kind of like? What is the difference in the skill sets necessary for those?
Man, it's if you're going to move to the back end as a safety, you'll have to put on more weight. You'll have to become a much more physical player. I mean, safeties and linebackers, hands down, are the smartest players on the field. So you're going to have to grasp now just not your position, but the entire defense, where you fit in the run game, how that's going to have to be complemented in the pass game. So it requires just an absolute immersion, you know, with regard to understanding the defense. That's the first thing. He has to increase his acumen, football acumen. He also needs to get stronger, faster, and bigger right now, because you take a beating in the trenches as a safety, and we do a lot of rolling, so the free safety can, on one play, give an emotion or shift, get down and now have to be in the box and play big boy football. So that's a lot on a young player, but he can do it. He has a frame, the intelligence, the desire, and he can be great.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.